Maybe before answering that, I'll just step back, one step. This is a question that is, or an issue that's both important to people outside the insurance and reinsurance industry, but also to people within it. It's a very big issue in the insurance and reinsurance issue. You can kind of tell that by the number of arbitrators in the reinsurance world that showed up today. Many have given up, but some of them have stayed. Thank you. And what you're really talking about here is, this isn't insurance. You don't hear the word insurance or reinsurance come up very often, but you do hear this is risk transfer. And so the question is, why is it insurance and how is the insurance industry involved? And so if I could just give you a couple of minutes of background as to what the insurance and reinsurance industry's role in this was, I think it'll be illustrative both in terms of why it's an issue for that industry, but also to Neelam's question of how the industries can play a role in this going forward. You know, there were, have been, financial guarantee insurers for decades, and speaking specifically of in New York, you know, these monoline reinsurers, all they reinsure is this kind of risk, but not CDSs specifically. You know, they started out reinsuring or insuring municipal bonds. In the 80s, they moved to securitized debt. And then, as the CDS movement grew, there really was a crossroads. Are they going to issue directly, the monoline insurers, insurance for this, or are they going to have to participate in a different way? And the reason why this isn't insurance, and the reason why you hear people say that so often is, at least in New York and generally, in 2000, the New York Insurance Department Office of General Counsel issued a letter, I would call it, but they basically said, this isn't insurance because the party who buys the risk isn't, the party who buys the CDS isn't ultimately on the risk. And so, at least in a naked swap, they're not. And in a covered swap, they may be, but they won't definitely be. And so the insurance department just sort of took a pass on this. And so what happened is you have these CDSs going forward in a different market, but you don't have the monoline insurers not participating. Instead, what they were able to do was create these special purpose vehicles that were allowed to issue CDSs and then be insured by the monoline insurers. Now, the place where reinsurance sort of plays into this is those monoline insurers were able to insure risks that they wouldn't have, through the SPVs, that they wouldn't have actually been able to insure directly. And they were able to reinsure 50% of that risk off to other insurers. In fact, they could reinsure all of it off, but they could only take credit for reinsurance for 50%. So the insurance and reinsurance market ends up, very interested in this because a lot of money flew through the monolines and into the reinsurers. And so if you're looking for the future and where are there going to be disputes, I think it's pretty likely there'll be disputes between the cedents, the insurers, who were then reinsuring this money off to the multi-line insurers and reinsurers. So it's not as if just the monolines are at issue, and it's not as if reinsurers and insurers aren't interested in this in their own right. That said, there's going to be changes, and you just heard comments about maybe making all of the CDS issuers be licensed as insurers. I don't think that's really going to happen. In fact, I think things are going the opposite way. In the interest of time, I won't go through all of it, but I will sort of direct everybody on your own just to, the New York Insurance Department in September 22nd, issued Circular Order 19, which talked about two things, and I think a lot of people have forgotten about it because then in November they issued another letter that took some of this back. But what 19 did was it said, we might regulate CDS, and now they've said, we're not going to do that. We're going to wait and see what the federal government does. But it also tightened standards for monoline insurers in terms of being able to use these special purpose vehicles to effectively issue CDSs. So when we talk about whether there's going to be an insurance and reinsurance solution to this, maybe, because if you can price it, you can insure it and reinsure it. And if we end up with defined markets for this and the ability to really have information about what's being sold, then it can get priced and it can get insured and reinsured. But that's not where the regulators are at the moment. The regulators are going the other way. The regulators are saying, you know, to the monoline insurers, you're not going to be able to insure SPVs for anything that you effectively couldn't insure yourself. You're not going to be able to really participate in the CDS market the way you have. So while I think it's clearly the case that if you can insure, if you can price it, you can insure it, there are real challenges going forward as to whether the insurance market's really going to be able to participate given the regulator's posture in all of this. It's not unlike what Tom said, Hanasek, earlier, that when there's a crisis, then there's a real retrenchment. And whether it's people, you know, being charged criminally or whether it's regulators not wanting to get burned by this, it's going to be difficult to get them to play. But if they do, then I think the answer is it's a worthwhile idea.
Thank you. Sorry. Bill?
Thanks. You know,